We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Elliot Shore Parks joins us, as he usually does. And Elliot is brought to you by your local tri-state. I can't see it. We're going to have to do it on the other side. Let me see. All right. Elliot's with us right now. Elliot, what's up?
Hello?
Yes, Elliot. We're here. Sorry.
Yo, what's going on, guys? How you guys doing?
Well, normally once a week is more than enough with you, but I think this week we needed to talk to you today after yesterday, and a lot going on with the Eagles and a lot not good with injuries and things like that. But let's start with I saw your tweet last night, and I heard you on the postgame show, and you had some praise for Carson Wentz, but you seemed to find a negative reaction out of Carson Wentz after yesterday's game too. So tell us what you thought about Carson yesterday.
I thought Carson played pretty well overall. I mean, look, I think the entire offense struggled early on. We all saw that. That's on everybody. Carson had some really nice throws late. I think he was definitely not the reason they lost, for sure. I mean, it was maybe Carson's best game of the season, but, you know, I'm guessing what you're talking about, and I think it's completely fair, is that fumble he had early in the game was huge. It was. I mean, it doesn't negate everything else he did positive, but they were down 7-0. He fumbles the ball. They basically hand the Ravens another touchdown, and that's huge. I mean, Jason Kelce said after the game, the only game they won this year was the game where they won the turnover battle, right? Yesterday they lost that turnover battle 1-0, and that turnover was by Carson Wentz. It wasn't a ball deflecting off somebody else. It wasn't the result of pressure. It was Carson Wentz fumbling the ball. He's averaging almost 2 turnovers a game. I don't see how that's not a big deal. It doesn't mean they lost because of it, but it was a huge play in the game.
Yeah, the point is that you chose to point that out after that performance yesterday. Like that, if you had to put more of a tweet out there that was commending him for the way that he played, the effort that he gave when basically he has nothing around him. And quite frankly, Elliot, he's going to turn the ball over. You know why? Because he has trash around him. He has trash around him. He got stripped by Baltimore. We know that. Nobody's arguing that. But that play didn't come remotely close to being the reason why they lost the game. Wasn't remotely close. And the fact that they lost the turnover battle 1-0 speaks more that this defense can't get turnovers. I mean, let me ask you this. What's more likely to happen? The Ravens coming up with a turnover versus that offense, right? Or the Eagles defense getting turnovers off somebody?
Well, the defense has struggled to get turnovers all year. So, obviously, it's way more likely the Ravens get a turnover because Carson turns it over twice a game. So, I would have told you that.
Let me address something else
you said.
Go ahead.
So, you said I didn't, like, basically you said I didn't adequately praise Carson Wentz after the game yesterday. Is essentially what you said,
no.
Right?
No,
I mean they
no,
lost,
no,
right?
I didn't praise. No, I didn't say that because I didn't praise him at all. I said, why would anybody have criticism of him? I didn't praise
because
him at all.
That fumble was huge, though. That fumble was a huge play in the game. It was the only turnover of the game. It resulted in 7 points in a game they lost by 2.
No, it wasn't a huge.
It
wasn't a huge play in the game. It was one of the mistakes. One of the few mistakes. If really the only mistake he made in the game, where the guy is basically being asked to go out there and be perfect every game. Every throw has to be perfect. Every decision has to be perfect. Like, did you not watch that offense yesterday?
Yeah. Look, Look,
so the guy got stripped. The guy got stripped. It wasn't a fumble where he's holding the ball too long in the pocket and somebody sacked him. See, context matters, Elliot, when you're being critical of someone, right? So when you're talking about that, it was the first positive yards they had gotten, really, to that point, and he got stripped going down. Like he wasn't doing anything reckless. To give Baltimore credit for, by the way, they forced four fumbles yesterday. They just didn't happen to recover the other three on ball carriers. So his play yesterday way outweighed that one fumble. He's the one bright spot from that game yesterday. If there is a bright spot, he's the only bright spot from the game.
I agree with you on all this. It does not negate the fact
that
it was a huge play.
No, yeah, it does. It was, to me, it does.
But to me, it doesn't. And when you look at the Eagles overall as to why they're 1-4-1, turnovers are not the main reason, but they are one of the top reasons. Jason Kelce acknowledged that yesterday. The only game they won is a game where they won the turnover.
Well, first of all, you have to keep saying Jason Kelce acknowledged it. Anybody with a set of eyes knows this.
You just don't think the turnover yesterday was a problem.
Exactly.
But it was the only turnover of the game. And
The only reason they lost by two, Elliot, the only reason they lost by two is because of the quarterback.
I agree.
They would have lost by more than
really
that.
You're harping, and a lot of people are harping, on this one tweet. I didn't take a billboard out saying Carson Wentz is a great quarterback, but he had a fumble. What I said was the fumble is a huge play in the game.
Hold on.
If you look overall, they're 1-4-1 because they have the quarterback in the NFL that's turning it over more than anybody else. That's why they're 1-4-1. That's a huge part of it.
Right, and that's why I know this is how you truly felt about the game. This is how you truly felt about the game. You're harping on that one turnover.
I didn't cost them the game. I named him my Toyota Player of the Week.
It didn't cost them the game.
Even in the Elliot,
you can be smart enough to know by watching that game yesterday that turnover didn't cost them the game. You're smart enough to know that.
Elliot,
you're smart enough to know. Okay, then that's the point that I'm making. It really wasn't that relevant, except for the fact that it's another turnover for him.
Well, see, that's where we disagree. I do think it was a big part of the game. It was not why they lost the game. They lost the game for lots of reasons, right? I mean, the Ravens are a better team, and we both thought they would beat the Ravens. I think, you know, going in, obviously the Ravens were a better team. I think they were out coached yesterday, all those things. Doesn't negate the fact.
How about the missed field goal? How about the missed field goal? How about going for two when you shouldn't go for two?
Well, the thing with that, I would say, is I didn't like the decision to go for two overall. For the first touchdown you're talking about, I would assume, right? I didn't like that decision. But then once you miss that and you get it on the next one, I mean, you still have 2 points.
Well, how about the two-point conversion at the end of the game?
I didn't like that play call at all.
Okay, so where's this fumble fall at on the list of things that really cost them the game yesterday?
I mean, it's in the top five. It was the only turnover of the game, and they lost by two, and the turnover resulted in 7 points. I mean –
Well, you do know that just because you turn the ball over, you don't have to give up 7 points, right?
Agreed, but if you look at the defense yesterday,
the defense has been terrible all year. It's 29 points a game. They can't stop anybody in the red zone. They're the worst red zone defense in the NFL. The worst.
Four out of the five scoring drives the defense had yesterday were less than 50 yards. Carson has turned the ball over, I think it is, 8 times in Eagles possession in Eagles territory this year. I'm not defending the defense, but at the end of the day, like Carson turning the ball over 28 yards from the end zone had an impact in them giving up a touchdown.
I'm talking about yesterday. They don't have to give up touchdowns.
Agreed.
They don't have to give up touchdowns, and they used to be a good red zone defense, one of the best in the league, and now they're one of the worst in the league. Teams get down there, they score touchdowns. Not field goals. They scored touchdowns against this defense. When did defense come up with a big play yesterday, except at the end of the game when they needed to get the ball back to give the Eagles a chance to tie the game up? Other than that, the Ravens went up and down the field when they wanted to. The L.A. Rams, up and down the field when they wanted to. Pittsburgh, up and down the field when they wanted to. when they wanted to. You're asking a quarterback that's out there playing with Division II players up against the best defense in the league to go win a game. Are you kidding me? Like, that quarterback should be the last thing on your mind other than praising him for yesterday. Mm-hmm. If you can't stomach it to praise him, then just leave him out of the criticism altogether. Okay. All together, because you got to be kidding me, dude, to have this guy as your quarterback and you find something wrong with him every week when it's slop out there.
Last week, not one other
NFL quarterback worth a damn could do anything with. The guy's been playing with slop for about the last 16 games. The last 16 games going back to last year this year, he's been playing with slop. Slop.
I mean, we disagree on Carson's level of blame in the overall struggles of this team. If you want to talk about yesterday or Big Ten, we can do either. We disagree.
With slop.
Like yesterday,
the guy's playing with slop.
Yeah, he is. He is. I agree. Yesterday, he was playing with slop. Last year, that was not as much the case. This year, clearly the injuries have been really bad. The offensive line was bad yesterday for the most part. I mean, Carson also had some blame in that pressure that he gave up. But regardless.
I didn't necessarily see it like that. And we're talking to Elliot. God. Elliot, you got the vein on the head. He's pointing.
Slop.
You got him sweating.
I guess I didn't praise his boy. I mean,
no, you don't have to praise him. I didn't praise him. But to be critical of him, it's just asinine.
So
it just says
the fact that he fumbled the ball. Is that
it's asinine, is what it is. It is.
The one turnover in the game you said you wanted to talk about yesterday. You're telling me the one turnover.
No, I didn't say I didn't have. Listen. It wasn't my choice to have you on today. I can take you once a week on Friday with your nonsense.
Well, Elliot, I wanted to ask you about Doug Peterson because the tweet that you put out, I actually had more of an issue with anything that you did.
I think you guys both got tweets.
I didn't even see your tweet. He told me about it.
So
I already got you muted.
So you say any concerns about Doug Peterson should be gone after the last 3 weeks? Well, why the hell is that?
Yeah. Well, I think the beginning of the season when they were 0-2-1, I think we were all sitting here and talking about who's to blame, right? Is it Howie? Is it Carson? Is it Doug?
Right.
I think at that point, you could easily kind of point to any of them at that point. I think after the last 3 weeks, when the Eagles have played three very quality opponents, they won one game, they were in it in the other two, right? The offense is averaging, I think, around 27.5 points a game, maybe even 28. I think Doug has shown that the two things, really the three things he's supposed to do that he's responsible for, having the team play hard, managing the locker room, getting the offense to score points, and helping Carson Wentz to improve. Over those last 3 weeks.
How did he do that, the last thing you're saying? Because the first things you said, you're right. The guys always play hard for him, no doubt about that. How's he made Carson better?
Well, Carson has played better each week. He was good against the Niners. He was better against the Steelers. And he had his best game of the season yesterday. So
that's all Doug's credit. That's all Doug's credit, right?
Well, obviously, I know Carson gets the majority of the credit. I agree with that. But I'm saying that's a responsibility of Doug is to make Carson improve.
Well, let me.
But it's not Doug's responsibility when Carson plays bad.
It is. That's why I'm saying for the first 3 weeks of the season, when you were looking at whose fault this was, that the team was 0-2-1, Doug was culpable. He was on that list. But over the last 3 weeks, both Doug and Carson have improved their stock. And I don't think you could say the same about Howie Rosen.
I would say the biggest issue with this team right now is the talent and the roster. There's no doubt about that. But
slop.
But that,
yeah,
like
Doug,
I said,
Doug
slop.
Has nothing to do with that.
Yeah, but hang on. But I was just about to say, so I'm acknowledging that for sure. But, like, to not have a play ready to go on a two-point conversion and then to select that being the play. I mean, Elliot, there's a couple plays each week that can be the difference between winning and losing. Good coaches push the right buttons and you win. Doug hasn't done that this year. So to say that any concerns about Doug are gone, absolutely not. I mean, he's not pushing the right buttons. What was he doing at the end of the game? He went on with Angelo this morning and he said, well, I believe we had a timeout left there. You believe you had a timeout left there? Like that he has managed this season poorly. He managed yesterday at the end of the game poor. I got on him for what he did in Pittsburgh with going for a 57-yard field goal, which I thought was the absolute wrong move. This whole two-point conversion thing where he's going for two-point conversions at down 17-6. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. So, yeah, I am worried about the coach. I don't know how you wouldn't be.
Yeah, you can certainly nitpick decisions he's made. I agree with you on that, right? And his excuse that he gave today about they were essentially out of place towards the end of the game, that's not a great excuse. bottom line, they still put up 28 points against the number one scoring defense in the league. I think it's the most points the Ravens actually decided to give up more against the Chiefs. But one of the better performances any offense has had. The Eagles were eighth in total points scored yesterday, playing a very good defense. Like, the results are the results. And, you know, Ike said, right, they're out there playing with slop. Well, that's the same slop that Doug's coaching them. And yesterday, yeah, he did make some mistakes. I agree. But the last 3 weeks, he has improved from what the first 3 weeks were. Where there were concerns, I think over the last 3 weeks, the Eagles have been very competitive with a banged-up roster against three of the best teams in the league.
Hey,
right?
Elliot,
we saw
last night,
the Rams went into San Francisco and lost. Right?
Elliot, so they have zero. They have zero wins if they don't play a bad backup quarterback. This team has zero wins right now. That's reality. And the defense scored 7 points in that game. So don't be saying that they're averaging 27.5 points. That's not the offense that's averaging that. All right, they're not. So,
well, it is, except for one touchdown over the last three games.
Okay,
so I don't know how that would.
That knocks it down to 23.3.
But that's not going to cut four points off the average of each game, right? I mean,
it does. In three games, it's. I already did the math. I knew this okay. Going in. It's 23.3. So it does. So, like, listen, like, ultimately, is this a Doug problem? Yeah, it's a Doug problem. Is Howie Roseman, should his neck be on the line first? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But, like, Doug's got to do a better job, dude. I don't know what to tell you. To be unprepared.
Look, they're 1-4-1. Everybody has to do a better job, right? I'm not sitting here saying Doug should be getting coach of the year vote. Everyone has to do a better job. But if you talk about the backbone of this team, Howie, Doug, and Carson, Doug is at the bottom of the list of people to blame. They all hold blame. But none of them are doing well enough, right? But of those three,
nuts.
Doug has the least,
you gotta be
least
nuts,
blame
dude.
Of the three.
You got to be nuts. Stop it. Stop
well,
it.
Definitely Howie number one. I think we all agree with that.
Yes,
right?
We do.
Stop it.
We do.
No, I'd say Howie, Doug, Schwartz, and then maybe the other personnel. Wentz is somewhere down the list. Down the list.
Okay.
He's down the
leading
list.
The league in turnovers.
I don't care.
Okay, you don't care.
I don't care because
right.
I actually watched the damn games. Actually watched the games.
All right, there you have it. That's Elliot. Elliot, they're going to be playing with a lot of players that they didn't play with last week.
Slop, Elliot. Slop.
I look forward to Friday. This should be fun. Friday.
I want to put some of these other elite quarterbacks on a team like this, and let me see how elite they look.
All right, Ellie, appreciate it, brother.
Slop.
I could do this all day. I mean, the turnovers are not the fault of the players around him.
No, they're not. No, they wouldn't be the fault of the players around him. You're right. Line protection, running the wrong routes. Yeah, it's never their fault. It's never their fault.
They're not. The majority of the turnovers this year from Carson are not other people's fault. The other players on the offense have not played well, right? Mm-hmm. I agree with that. Of course, Carson yesterday helping to score 28 points with those players around him was impressive. I said that. Doesn't negate the fact he's turning it over almost twice a game this year. That's a huge deal when you're talking about trying to win football games with a quarterback that has almost two turnovers a game.
Mm. All right, Elliot.
How about not ask the quarterback to have to do so much?
Well, so now you're saying they shouldn't ask Carson to do stuff? Then why pay him
$120 million? No. What I mean by that is, I mean, put some freaking talent around him.
Well, we agree on that.
What are you talking about? When I say have him do so much, I mean everything. Throw the ball. He got to catch it. He got to run. He got to block. Did you see him yesterday? Did you see him blocking? Did you see him run blocking 20 yards down the field? Did you see him lay that ball in John Hightower's hands? Did you see him throw Miles Sanders a touchdown and he didn't catch it? Oh, tell me. I want you to tell me it was over the wrong shoulder so my head can explode.
Not today. He was very good yesterday. Absolutely. The turnovers are still hurting the team.
All right, there you have it. Elliot, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Talk to you guys later.
All right, buddy. And he did make Carson his Toyota player of the game, and ESP is brought to you by your Tri-State Toyota dealers, proud partner of the Philadelphia Eagles. So there you go.
I feel better now.
I know you do.
Thank you.
That's exactly what you needed, right? You needed to
I
get
was. I needed to get that off my chest. I did. You're right.
Tim in Abington has to get it off his chest, too. Tim, go ahead. How are you?
I wasn't going to call in, but I'm listening to Elliot, and I don't know what he's watching. He missed Sanders dropped the ball. He missed Hightower, did a perfect pass right in the hands in stride. You know, everyone wants to come down on Carson. And the bottom line is he's in his fifth year. And if you look at the elite quarterbacks, what I think, like Dan Marino, Aaron Rodgers, even Tom Brady, look at their stats for the first year, and Carson Wentz is better than Dan Marino in completion percentage.
All right, well, listen, Tim, see, here's where I stand on this, all this, right? Like, if I watch yesterday's game just like everybody else watched yesterday's game, right? We know that Carson Wentz wasn't perfect.
No,
he had the fumble.
I didn't even say he played great yesterday.
And I said he played great. Yeah. It was the best 21 of 40, 213 yard performance I've ever seen. Right, but if you left yesterday's game with, oh, that was a really costly turnover, that never entered my freaking mind.
Exactly.
Ever.
Yeah.
Ever. And Julio's come up at 6 o'clock. I can't wait to hear what he has to say.
Got more for him, too. Yeah, I got something. He gets it right out here in the lobby.
525?
Yep.
Yes, yes. Yeah, get him in here 525. Because I think Elliot just, he retweeted one of Julio's.
Are they like in tandem?
Yeah, they really are.
Yeah, they really are.
Both on Foxhole, you know?
Yeah, they're in the Foxhole together.
215-592-9494. Marks and Reese.
I appreciate that, fellas. Thank you.
592-9494. Yeah, it's nice when I'm not on the receiving end of the vein in the head and the left-handed pointing finger, sweat dripping everywhere. It's awesome. It's great to watch. What's bothering you most today after yesterday's Eagles loss? That's our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville. If you're thinking of getting engaged, you have to visit Mark's Jewelers and their 25,000 square foot showroom. Online, marks-jewelers.com. What's bothering you the most? The mistakes, the injuries, Doug, or nothing? Moral victory. Not a lot of moral victory Mondays today. Like, people aren't feeling it.
Nah, you see, I'm not in the mood for no damn moral victory Monday either.
It's back to football player. Right?
Yeah, I'm not in the mood for moral victory Monday.
Not when you lose like that yesterday. That was a
well, and some of these players are starting to get on my damn nerves too.
Yeah,
and I'm getting mad at the front. I'm mad at everybody, man.
Yeah,
you know, Hightower doesn't catch that ball. I'm mad at D-Jack for being injured and not being out there on the field.
And I'm mad at Howie for signing D-Jack.
Right. Yeah, so I'm mad at everybody, man.
There's like a tree that goes down there. I actually gave in the other post game show yesterday. I gave Hightower a thumbs up.
Yeah?
Yeah, at least he's getting open. Now he's just got to catch it.
He's been open 3 weeks in a row.
He really has.
Yeah, he really has gotten open 3 weeks in a row.
Well, I'm glad when Howie was scouting his speed, he checked to see if he could catch.
Could actually catch it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, he missed that Zoom call, I guess. 215-592-9494. Dude's getting open. I mean, Fulgham is legit. And that's the thing that's maddening is they didn't use him early. And then on that final play, I'm not a big fan of go for the 50-50 throw. And if you catch it, good. If you don't, incomplete.
Oh, it's fourth down.
But I mean, better than that.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about on the 2-point conversion. Like, I could see a 50-50 if you have him in single coverage on the outside, throw the ball up and let him make a play.
Give him a jump ball, yeah.
You know what I mean? That dude has shown he can go up and make a catch. He's good.
Yeah, listen, I like what I'm hearing from him in the post game pressers.
We didn't do enough to get a win.
Yeah, and he's trying to make sure he keeps his head down, and he's not getting
he's
caught.
Not celebrating the
personal
stuff.
They're trying to get him to buy into all of this, and he's doing his best to block it out. Just keep doing that, young man.
I like everything about
it. Yeah, keep doing it, young man. You haven't arrived, because we all thought Boston Scott was the number two running back.
Well, now he's the number one running back.
I'm just saying.
For a week or two.
You can be – and listen, I like Greg Ward, but we know why Greg Ward is Greg Ward.
Yeah. He's the backup player.
He's not a difference maker.
No, he's not.
He's a solid player, you know, your third or fourth receiver, Probably should be your fourth receiver.
All right, a lot of phone calls coming up next. 215-592-9494. Because the game's Thursday, they actually had practice today. So the injury report is out, Ike. And it's substantial, as you would probably realize. We'll give you the update on all the injuries coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
Whoa. See, Elliot got me all fired up. Forgot about my FanDuel, man. Hey, bet the big Kansas City versus Buffalo matchup today with FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Now, if you've never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, then here's something you won't want to miss. Right now, new users can get exclusive plus 2,500 odds boost on Kansas City to prevail over Buffalo in this heavyweight matchup. You heard that right. You can bet up to $5 to win $125 on Kansas City to win this game. Now, Kansas City is only a 5.5-point favorite. They're at home, I believe, in this game. And they're coming off a tough loss against Oakland last week. Buffalo is also coming off of a tough loss against Tennessee last week. Now, the over-under 54.5 in this game, I would take the over. I'm a little worried about this Kansas City line at -5.5. Buffalo's a very good team. And two teams coming off of a loss, I expect this to be a close game, high-scoring game. Take the over. Passing TDs, I think I would lean in favor of the Kansas City quarterback than going with the Buffalo quarterback. Now, with FanDuel Sportsbook, incredible odds are just the beginning. They've got a simple app, live betting on every game, and exhilarating bet types such as same-game parlays, where you combine multiple bets from one game into a single parlay. And once you win on FanDuel Sportsbook, they'll get you your winnings in as little as 24 hours. So if you've never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, it's time to get off the sidelines. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today and use promo code Ike to make your first deposit to claim your exclusive 2,500 odds boost on Kansas City to win tonight against Buffalo. That's promo code Ike, FanDuel Sportsbook, more ways to win.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.